Bereshit bara Elohim hashamayim et haaretz. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's more or less how it sounds in Hebrew. Probably more or less than more. So, as I was thinking about this sermon, in fact, this morning, I was thinking about it in terms of, you know, it's a new year. It's January 7th, the seventh day of a new year. And here we have the creation story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And it took him 6 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. Just like us, the beginning of a new year, a new week. 6 days, you guys have been working. I don't know if you worked on the first, but, or if you had a day off or snow, whatever. But 6 days, a typical work week, right? So how was your week? What did you accomplish this week? 6 days, the Lord created the heavens and the earth. What did you do? And on the seventh day, he rested. Kick back and watch the Bills game. Watch the Jaguars play the Bison. If you think about it, you know that old Western song where the deer and the antelope play? Well, that's what they were doing on the seventh day. And who knows, maybe there were some Jaguars and some Bison playing together. But they weren't fighting in those days, because in those days, never was heard a discouraging word. It was perfect. Such are the musings of your pastor on Sunday morning. It's not always like that, is it, though? It's not always there's no discouraging word. There are lots of discouraging words. And sometimes in our lives, as the world spins on, as we say, sometimes you want to say, stop! Stop the world. Stop from spinning. I want to get off. Maybe this is your reaction if you ran into a roadblock this week. A pile of snow or some bitter temperatures prevented you from doing what you thought you were going to do this week. Maybe you have that feeling when things get out of control a little bit. Somebody or something throws a major monkey wrench into your day or your week. Coffee pot just exploded. Your computer decides to take a day off, unscheduled, while you're working on your sermon or whatever you have to get done. The dishwasher and the washing machine just seem to be staging a rebellion this week. Maybe your furnace. So we get sidetracked with, I guess you'd say, in the grand scheme of things, kind of minor things. But there are times when life just seems downright chaotic. And nobody likes chaos. In our scripture reading for today, verse 2, Genesis 1, verse 2, it says, the earth was without form and void. The Hebrew for that is, pardon my pronunciation, tohu vavohu. Formless and void. And it's like these two words, tohu vavohu, mean like a wasteland, a deserted wasteland, except more than that. A deserted, something that's deserted suggests that there was somebody there to desert it. Well, there wasn't even that. There was no one to desert this formlessness. And a wasteland suggests that there's land. But there wasn't even that. It was just waste. A void. Nothingness. This is what God created out of. And there's this second word in the Bible, bara, created. Only the Lord uses that word. Only the Lord. It's only for the Lord's creation. Only the Lord baras. Only the Lord creates something out of nothingness. What does God do in those 6 days? We got the first day there in our reading today. The first day He created light. And He split the universe into light and dark. And He started creating order. In the midst of chaos and formlessness and a void, He starts by creating order. Life, He creates life after that, and life can't exist without order. Life can't exist in chaos. That's why in your lives, when you run into chaos and you say, my house is chaotic, kids are running all over the place, the dog's running this way, the cat's running that way, and the kids are running both ways, and I have no idea where my spouse is. Where am I in the midst of this? It's chaos. How many times have you said that? My life is so chaotic. It's so busy. There doesn't seem like there's order to it. And the way I'd like to have it ordered, if I were God, is this way. And by the way, I'd like to have my spouse's life ordered this way. And my kid's life ordered this way. And the dog, I'd like him to be ordered too. But it doesn't work that way, does it? It doesn't. But if chaos reigns in your life, it makes it tough. And the more chaos reigns in your life, the tougher it gets. You know this. I don't have to tell you. So, how did your week go? Did it go exactly according to plan? Are you off to the new year right down the line? I'm not. 6-7 days and I'm already off track. Well, that's the way it was in creation too. God works all week long, creates the heavens and the earth, life and all that's in it, and it's good. And He even says, it's very good. It's very good. He had a good week. And then the jewel of His creation, Adam and Eve, whom He forms, by the way, out of all this other stuff that He's created, out of the dust of the earth, He takes the earth and forms it out of the earth, forms Adam out of the earth. Like, talk about hands-on. We've got a hands-on God in terms of creating human beings. That's how much He values you. Okay? Order out of nothingness. He creates this man and wife, Adam and Eve, and what do? Disorder. Chaos enters. When they're tempted into sin. And sin causes everything to break down. Thorns and thistles you will have, according to Adam, he says. That's what your lot's going to be now. Woman, pain in childbirth. And then, that's just for starters. Then the big one comes. Death. The greatest disorder, the greatest anti-life thing that you could have is death. The consequence of sin. What happens to your body then? It disintegrates. Talk about disorder. And worse than that, at the beginning, of the fall of Adam and Eve, and ever since then, your eternal soul has been disintegrating. Becoming more and more disordered, more and more chaotic, more and more, where am I in this world? More and more lost from a sense of meaning, the meaning that God gave you at the beginning of creation. Lost. chaos. We look at the chaos in our lives and we say, stop the world, I just want to get off. But our God doesn't take us off this earth. He doesn't get us, He doesn't stop the world. He hovers over that void, over that formlessness, over that chaos, and He says, stop, I've got a plan. I'm going to send my Son, Jesus. Today we talk about the baptism of Jesus, the beginning of His ministry. He comes and He's baptized in the water, not for forgiveness of sins, for His sins, because He didn't have any then, but for the forgiveness of our sins, for the forgiveness of the chaos of this world, to redeem us and bring us back, to wash us and make us a new creation. That's what He makes you in baptism. And He began another week, hailed as the King of Israel, King of the Jews, when He rode into Jerusalem. And He ended that week on the cross, dying a death, as Paul says, for you and me. So that we are baptized into His death which means a resurrection for you. Because as He rested in the tomb on the seventh day, He rose again on Easter Sunday to give you a resurrection, to give you and me the promise of and hope of eternal life. That is purpose. That is meaning. So that you know that you are loved by the Maker of the heavens and the earth. So that your lives, which sometimes seem like they're disintegrating, sometimes they seem like they're failing, sometimes they seem like they have no meaning, and we're like depressed because we can't see the purpose of what we're doing here. We can't see it for the sake of all the chaos that's out there, the chaos that's in our lives, the chaos that we bring upon ourselves so easily as we're tempted by Satan. He brings forgiveness. And He washes us with that forgiveness. It's like when He entered that River Jordan, He took all of the chaos in our lives upon Himself. And said, that's what I'm taking to the cross. And what I'm giving you is a pure washing so that you have the purity and holiness that you were created to be. So that your spirit can be renewed and filled with the Holy Spirit. So that when you die, you will live again. You will be given a new body without chaos. A new body joined with a new and clean soul. That's the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what He gives you in your baptism. You know it applies to you because of your baptism. Your brothers and sisters in Christ. The void is not your fate. The chaos of sin and death and the devil, they no longer have any power over you. God has created you and He has recreated you in Jesus Christ, our resurrected Lord and Savior. The Spirit of God hovered over the waters at the moment of creation. The Spirit of God descended upon Jesus like a dove at His baptism. And the Spirit of God washed you in your baptism and cleansed you made you pure and holy for God's sake. That's how you were recreated to be. And that's who you will be when Jesus returns. So today we thank God. We thank God that our baptized, crucified, and resurrected Lord Jesus Christ has broken the power of chaos. He's broken the power of death. And He brings us into His kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.